Welcome to Coder Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and today I'm going to be talking about a new command released in NPM 5.7, which is going to make your CI builds and more a lot quicker. Okay, so NPM 5.7.0 was released and it has a really great new command in it. But first I want to touch on an event that happened with 5.7.0. So main thing to note here is to not upgrade to 5.7.0 and make sure you upgrade to 5.7.1. Now there was an issue where there was, I believe it was file permissions issue, and it was corrupting a lot of file systems and stuff like that. So if you do have 5.7.0, make sure you upgrade to 5.7.1 and also read on the notes about that release and how it's fixing particular issues with the permissions, which has been quite scary. So make sure you check out that one and search around for some possible fixes if you have been affected by that. Also to check if you have or have not been affected by it if you are running 5.7.0. So besides that little negative bit that came out with 5.7.0, the new command which we have here is npmci. So they're saying the new npmci command installs from your lock file only. If your package.json and your lock file are out of sync, then it will report an error. It works by throwing away your node modules and recreating it from scratch. Don't we love recreating our node modules from scratch? But beyond guaranteeing you that you'll only get what is in your lock file, it's also much faster, 2 to 10 times faster than npm install when you don't start with a node modules. So this is the important thing. It needs to not have node modules in place to see the actual benefits there, so we'll just go straight to the lock file. The saying here as well is, as you may take from the name, we expect it to be a big boon to continuous integration environments. We also expect that folks who do production deploys from Git tags will see major gains. So I feel the command is very much pointed at CI builds, which everyone's trying to make sure they run as fast as possible. And that's great. But I think this is also a feature that really could be used for bootstrapping a project for the first time. So you clone down the project to work on it, and you don't have any node modules because they're not committed with the repo. So you could run npm CI and it should install things a lot faster for you. I think that's one kind of use case. Production deploys, which they've mentioned there, and of course CI. So I think it's a really great feature and something worth upgrading your npm version to. Just make sure that you do not upgrade to 5.7.0 and you get to 5.7.1 or greater. There might be another patch release since this episode goes out, so make sure you check that. And if you are having any issues and with Node or npm or file permissions, make sure you check your npm version as well. But I'm excited about this new feature. I want to try it out and give it a really good run. I think this is going to make a lot of people's lives a lot easier. The whole not having a node modules thing, I don't know, but if it's going to be 2 to 10 times faster, that's a huge, huge benefit anyway. So it's going to be good to see. Like, I don't know about you, but if you have had to blow away your node modules before and have to wait for that install time, depending on how big the project is, how many dependencies you have, it's quite painful. This is probably going to make a huge difference. I mean, if it gets 10x performance, that's going to change what we're going to do in the times when we're waiting for npm to install everything. So really good to see there. I'd love to know, have you used this feature yet? What has it been like? Have you seen any performance gains like what they've described? I'd love to know. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment in the comment section below. If you're listening to this in iTunes, go to codercatchup.com for this episode and leave a comment there and let me know. You can also send through a tweet to @codercatchup on Twitter or send me an email, codercatchup@gmail.com. Now, if you are listening to this in iTunes, subscribe if you'd like to hear more. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, please give a like and a subscribe. And if you're really enjoying the content and want to see it as soon as it comes out, click on the little bell icon wherever it is on your screen somewhere there, so you'll be notified straight away when it comes out. But other than that, that's all we got for this one. We'll catch you later. Bye.